There we go.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Samantha.
Are you okay?
You haven't heard.
Heard what? I haven't seen you this upset since your supervisor put a character limit on your signature block because your pronouns were longer than the company emails.
It's bad. It's so, so bad. I can't believe you haven't heard.
Heard what? I haven't seen this many tears from you since they put your pride flag bathroom accessories on back order.
Heard what? They fired all of them. They're all gone.
They fired who?
The University of Florida has eliminated all diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, positions at the university.
The school announcing it will reallocate the $5 million initially used for DEI expenses.
It's going to be okay, Joe. It's going to be okay.
You don't know that it's going to be okay. You don't know that.
That getting my Harvard degree taught me anything is that there's not a problem that a can of tomato soup and a tube of super glue cannot solve.
How can you promise that? You don't know.
We got this, Joe, with your black oppression and my white privilege. We got this.
I don't think it's gonna work this time. We tried calling them transphobic. We tried. We tried calling them bigots.
If we can change your dog's pronouns on the National Pet Registry, we can do anything.
Nothing's working. What are we gonna do?
There we go. Welcome back to the Joe Mobley Show. I am Joe Mobley, your host and the original uncloseted conservative. Guys, tonight's show is brought to you by us, The Joe Mobley Show. Head over to thejoemobleyshow.com/shop. And I do think all of the products are actually finally there with all of the things that you wanted, more materials and more sourcing from right here in the United States, which is something that I wanted too, with the exception of some of the t-shirts, because there's a company in Germany had to do one of the print things for me. But yeah, we finally got the sweatshirts back up. Now, I'm a fan of the Bella and Canvas 3001 series. That's just so soft. That's what the shirt is. My wife and some other people talked me into, what is it called? It's called something color. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It'll say right down here. I should know this. Comfort colors. Yeah. So these are comfort colors, which is like the dyes are healthier and the cotton is, it's not organic, but it's something. Anyway, get your sweatshirts, get your mugs. All of the things are there, the shirts, the stickers, and that's enough of the shameless plugging. We've got awesome topics for you tonight. I almost called you Spantha. Outspoken Samantha, how are you? Or Spantha, we can short things up.
I know, we can change it. It's totally fine. That's my new identity tonight. I'm good. It's been an interesting day. Was anybody else slightly freaked out when Facebook went down the other day? I mean,
no.
was I shocked? No. I mean, I was ultimately like, I knew this day would come. But I was a little bit, I wanted to know what was going on. So thankfully we're all still here, but I have a feeling one of these days soon, it is not going to be a false alarm. So, you know,
well, a lot of people are getting all their supplies. You might hear some double speaker here because I'm clicking on, there we go. A lot of people are getting all of these supplies. Got to tell you guys, if it goes down and your electronics aren't already in some type of Faraday cage, Faraday bag, they're cooked. Like, if an EMP takes out your phone, you're not recovering. It's irrecoverable, most EMP technology. So if you've got a sat phone, a smartphone, a burner phone, or a Baofeng radio, something like that, a ham radio, that's your emergency use thing. It's actually not going to work if it is out when an EMP goes off. So there's your prepper tip of the day right there. Get yourself a Faraday bag. my son's room is over here. This is kind of my office. It's also the server room. There's EMP. There's a Faraday fabric all over this wall just to keep the internet on this side of the wall, not going through my 9-year-old. I was going to try and send a comment. So I am testing a comment myself.
Awesome.
Test. That did not, I didn't do the test right. I accidentally sent a tweet. Yep, I'm an idiot. Well, what else is new? Honestly, Elon, figure this thing out. Like the Twitter or X or Twex or whatever, a lot of it doesn't make sense to me. It's streaming, but there really isn't like an interface. Like I can't interact with the people. Anyway, if you're watching on Twitter, hi, I can see that you're watching, but it doesn't appear that I can talk to you or read your comments. And that's okay. Goodness
that's
gracious.
All right. We appreciate it. It's the thought that counts. Thanks for being here.
I can't believe it's episode 213. Like, that's a little wild.
I don't even know what episode I joined you on, but it has been a minute.
I think you came in shortly after triple digits, like early hundreds.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's a good question. Obviously, you haven't done every episode, but I think your initial interview was early hundreds. Maybe there's a super fan out there who actually knows.
I don't know if I would be impressed or terrified if someone actually knew that. So, it's been a minute that we've been doing this, but I mean, there's just always so many fun and exciting world-ending things to talk about that
hey,
we just never run out of fun. So
sometimes it's just fun. It's literally fun and exciting. I don't know who that Joe was at the beginning of the show. He looked like me. I promise that was not me. That was someone else. But ladies and gentlemen, oh, look, this is the wrong screen. These are my notes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my notes. But let's get that fixed. It looks like we can finally say bye-bye to DEI, at least in Florida, if you live in the free state of Florida. But Daily Wire reports, I think, what was this, Friday? The University of Florida has fired all of its diversity, equity, and inclusion employees and shut down its DEI office. The firing of employees at the University of Florida comes in response to a regulatory change from the Florida Board of Governors, barring the use of state funding for DEI initiatives. So much good news in that. Not only are all of these idiots and losers who are good for nothing fired, and you can tell they're good for nothing because the university's operations are going to go on just fine. Mm-hmm. People's mm-hmm. little feelings might be hurt, and all of the blue-haired students are going to be crying in the corner, but the academics are going to go up. Grades are probably going to go up. Stress, like real true emotional stress from students who were desperately trying not to say or do the wrong thing at the wrong time and end their career and their academic future. All of that stuff's going to come down. But the cherry on top is that they're not spending millions of dollars. Like UVA, I think it just came out that UVA spent some $20 million on this DEI bullcrap. So this just warmed my heart to see this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's unfortunate how widespread this stuff has become. I mean, unfortunately, taking it out of one institution in a corner of the country is not going to have the giant impact that we would hope. But I'm hoping that it's going to inspire other institutions to take a stand against this stuff. But what blows my mind is the number of people that are still under the impression that these programs are really about diversity and equity and inclusion, that they're really about the things that they're advertised to be about. And we know that pretty much anytime anybody from the left puts a label on anything, just take it as the opposite. What the intention of it is the opposite. If you guys have ever listened to James Lindsay and Chris Rufo, are both excellent resources to understand what diversity, equity, and inclusion really are meant to do. And it is the exact opposite. When they talk about diversity, they want people that all think the same, that will be easily compliant with the government. But when they say diversity, they don't want people that are diverse against their ideas. When they say equity, it eliminates the idea that, you know, we all kind of start from different circumstances and we have control over our own lives. It goes off the basis that, you know, we all start from the same place, and the only reason for diverse outcomes or, you know, different outcomes for everybody else is because of our skin color. And then inclusion is only when they create a space where everybody within that space agrees with the government. So that is what that all means. It has nothing to do with creating safe spaces and, you know, wanting to challenge thoughts and ideas and get people to think critically. It is the opposite of that. And it is so nice to see people standing up and saying, we are not going to allow this poisonous ideology that pretty much goes against everything that this country stands for. We're not going to continue to let it spread, at least in this space, and hopefully others will follow.
100%, 100% accurate. When they say diversity, they only mean in a superficial, fraudulent surface level of diversity. It needs to look diverse. It's like the gilded, like we were in the information age and the technology age, but now we're in like the gilded information age. It's what does it look like, not what is it actually. Like this show's not super diverse. I'm a man, you're a woman, I'm black, you're white, but political ideologically we're very alike. We think and believe a lot of the same things. So true diversity is diversity of thought, where dissension comes out and ideas can be rigorously tested. That used to be the pursuit of academia. Like once upon a time, my goals have changed so much. Once upon a time, I really, truly wanted to run for president. There's a snowball's chance, and you know where, that I would ever run for president. I used to want to go to an Ivy League school. I used to want to go to a Cornell, potentially Harvard. And it was still on the table. I wanted to pursue PhD study there. Cornell was the top of my list. Brown is Brown Ivy League. I think Brown is like near Ivy League, but honestly, it sucks, but I wouldn't want to now because everyone thinks the same thing. Academia used to be the rigorous pursuit of knowledge, testing ideas, testing beliefs, and everything was on the table for debate. But now they want it to look diverse, which means a man, five women, a couple of lesbians, some people who are gender confused, and then a smattering of like one white person, if we absolutely have to, one white person, and then black, brown, indigenous, BIPOC, other acronyms that I don't really know what they mean, Asian, but not too many Asians, and not too smart of an Asian, not like a doctor, lawyer type Asian, but maybe like an artsy Asian who's into like anime or like robots or something. That's what they say diversity is. And that's what these departments got paid to teach. First it was CRT, critical race theory. And then they said, oh, this kind of comes from like Hitler Youth. We don't really want to call it that. Then they called it SEL, social emotional learning. And then they were like, oh, there are these Marxist Leninist ties to the term social emotional learning. So they're like, crap, we'll call it diversity, equity, and inclusion. Boom. And it's just the newest label of Marxism.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think a great example of kind of the diversity that they're looking for as far as outward appearance, but, you know, where they don't want anybody to be diverse against their ideas is obviously this plagiarism case that came up a few weeks ago between Carol Swain and Claudine Gay. you know, if it was really about diversity, they would want the person that was most qualified to be the president of Harvard and also meets that diversity standard of being of a minority race, which would be Carol Swain. But Carol Swain is very much a critical independent thinker. She's very intelligent. She's very accomplished. She has overcome all sorts of obstacles in her life. So she pretty much beats down every single left-wing talking point about being yep. oppressed just because you're, you know, just being because of what you look like. And she is absolutely not going to fall into this box of, you know, I'm owed things because of my skin color, or, you know, that we should be judging people based on this particular characteristic, or elevate people because of, you know, immutable characteristics or whatever else, you know, the ideology is. She very much wants to be, she's very much in favor of a meritocracy, which is against what the left wants right now. So they took somebody that plagiarized Carol Swain's work and put her in that place, because this is somebody who cannot think for themselves, who does not think for themselves, and who will fall in line with whatever they are told. So it's very much just about, let's make everybody look as different as possible, but we only need to select the people that are easiest to manipulate, the weakest of the minds, who have no morals and can be told what to do. So that is how 100%. We end up with Claudia Gay.
So you mentioned Chris Rufo a minute ago, but he tweeted about the great news out of Florida. Like, can I just say, this is why DeSantis needs to be focused on Florida, not running for president and doing other nonsense. Just like, imagine if this fell apart because Ron's out on the campaign trail, like trying to pick smaller heels than Nikki Haley. But let's pour some out for Nikki Haley, who suffered a devastating defeat. It was a surprise to all. I was shocked that she lost, that she's not going to be our first female president. But anyway, Chris Rufo tweeted out, breaking University of Florida, fired all of the dum-dums, also known as the DEI department. But he says the conservative counter-revolution has begun. And when I saw it, I was like, that's good. I'm going to put that on the show. So I'll just ask you, because I can't ask everyone in the audience. Do you think that we're actually, like, the conservative slant of America is actually launching a culture war or a counter-revolution? And if so, is it going to work? What's it going to look like?
It's hard to say, because clearly so much of what we hear everywhere is based on whatever the left wants us to be talking about. So we don't hear about a lot of the things that, you know, that conservatives do and the actions that people take, which of course leads a lot of people to believe that conservatives are doing nothing. And if you're keeping your eyes solely on what's going on in the White House, it can very much seem that way. But I mean, we see what people like Moms for Liberty, you know, Tiffany Justice and Tina, I can't remember what her last name is, but, you know, going out on 60 Minutes and going out on having a conversation with Joy Reid and exposing their audience to things that they haven't seen or heard when it comes to gender ideology. And I think they do talk about critical race theory and things like that too. So, and then, of course, I see tons of videos on my feed all the time about parents, you know, going to school board meetings and exposing people to what their kids are learning. And so I do think that there are a lot of these smaller efforts happening. I just haven't seen enough of these bigger measures, like stripping a university of these ideologies completely and saying we are not going to teach this at all. I haven't seen enough of that to believe that there is some kind of counter-revolution going on. So it's really hard to say. I don't know. What do you think?
It's hard to say how it's going to suss out. The weird thing is, if it was a kinetic war, if we were like, we're throwing down the gauntlet, here's the declaration, these are our grievances, 10 out of 10 times the right-wing faction comes out on top. Just period. That's a historical fact. You crack open a history book, it turns out the super soft, squishy liberals who live in feelings land, they don't do warfare too well, which was like, everyone's made fun of it for the longest time. Kevin Hart had a joke that surprisingly he didn't get canceled for. He got canceled for something else. But he had a joke in one of his earlier specials that said, you know, these left-wing alphabet soup people are making threats of violence against gun-toting conservatives. And he said, what are you going to fight with, bongs and dildos? Like, you can't show up to the battlefield with your rainbow flag and your, like, sex toys and things and be like, let's engage in combat. It's like, boom, you're dead. Mm-hmm. If it's a war of ideas, if it's a true culture war, I think we've just gotten our foot in the door, but it's truly a David and Goliath. All of the institutions are left-wing. Media, all of the cultural titans are left-wing. And even with the crap reality that we have right now, rampant crime, 20,000 illegals a month coming over the border, liberals are just in la-la land. They can't connect the dots. They don't see their political thought attached to what's manifesting in reality. So I don't know. I hope that we win. Tim Pool's doing his big Martinsburg, West Virginia, anti-Times Square, Times Square or whatever. Daily Wire is pouring it on. Millions of dollars with their media stuff. Their movies are very good. I still haven't seen Lady Ballers.
Yeah. I haven't either. That should be our next movie review.
Yeah. And then everyone, like you mentioned, Tiffany Justice and Moms for Liberty. Did you know that they're based out of here? They're in Loudoun too, or they might be in Fairfax, but they're local.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to see Tiffany at events, and I can't remember the other lady's name either. I saw her most recently, though. I feel bad. anyway, support Moms for Liberty, guys.
For sure. Well, and I'm definitely interested, anybody who's watching, I mean, what your thoughts are. If you think that there is more going on than we're pointing out here, it's just, I still feel like as a party, you know, Republican, conservative, people on the right, we are still reactive rather than proactive, which is really challenging because, as you just pointed out, I mean, every single, you know, major organization, anything that influences society and culture at all is left wing. So it is really hard to counter that, you know, outside of a grassroots level. So, I mean, I don't want to discourage people from getting out there and doing what needs to be done, but it can feel like a really overwhelming task. So, I don't know. I am glad to see that this is happening. You know, I don't want to belittle what's happening in Florida.
We're not covering this, but I just want to point out, I clicked over to the State of the Union. Maybe it's on the replay, like the previous part. But when I first clicked on it, it was just hearts and likes. They were just flying all over the place. It looks like, as per usual, Joe Biden is late. There it goes. Like, what bot do they have doing this? This is exactly what it looked like a second ago when I clicked on it.
They just handed Joe Biden a phone and told him it was a game. He's like,
he's playing. Yes!
Like, hit the hearts, Joe.
We're not covering what's sure to be a laughably absurd address. I might talk about it a little bit on the after show. Speaking of the after show, click in the link below and become a member. Membership is free. You can join my locals community. Supporters pay $5 a month and they get the member shirt and the member only mug. The only way in the world that you get the mug is to become a paid supporter. But you can watch the after show at approximately 9:45 p.m. Eastern tonight over on Locals. Dude, this is not... Whatever program they have doing these likes and hearts is the same thing that manipulates votes. That's all I'll say about that. It's very anomalous. It's strange.
Yeah, that's not happening organically. That's not a real reaction right there.
Speaking of stuff that is not happening organically, it is So what was it? March 2nd. Saturday was National Reading Day, and Kansas City's elected officials, because they have no better way to waste taxpayer dollars, they gave us a very special treat by reading one of their super woke diversity books. And they know a thing or two about it because they live in Missouri, but they identify as Kansas, which is the whole thing. Those big cities are just weird like that. Just be in Missouri. Don't be Kansas City. Just call yourself what you are. You're not in Kansas. But anyway, we're just going to listen to the whole thing we'll listen to most of it. I think I could stop it early because you'll kind of get where it's going. If you're listening to this on podcast, there's unfortunately some stupid visuals that you can look at. So jump on Rumble and check that out. Outspoken Samantha on Rumble or The Joe Mobley Show. Let's listen to probably a gay black man read a gay teddy bear book.
Happy National Reading Day.
Today, we are reading Introducing Teddy,
a gentle story about gender and friendship.
It was written by Jessica Walton and illustrated by Dougal McPherson.
Errol and Thomas the Teddy play together every day.
They ride their bike in the backyard.
They plant vegetables in the garden.
They have sandwiches for lunch in the treehouse.
And they have tea parties inside when it's rainy.
One day, Errol woke to find the sun shining through his bedroom window.
Hooray! He shouted. Come on, Thomas. Let's go to the park and play.
Thomas and Teddy didn't feel like playing.
You seem sad today, Thomas.
Can I just ask, do you have to be gay to work for Kansas City's like municipal government? Because there definitely seems to be that vibe among the people who are reading. Harder to tell for the women. But the guys seem to be batting, well, not 1,000, I guess a 0.
Oh, crap. I just sent you a text. Sorry, I meant to send it to my husband because there's a book that I got for my daughter that I wanted to show you guys that I think that you guys should have now that we're talking about children's books. But I don't know. I don't know what you have to be to read this crap. Like,
it's special for sure. They don't look like they're being held hostage. No one's rolling their eyes. They're like, yeah, let's read this special book for National Reading Day. Hooray. I wonder if women in like, I'm sure that the women in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Palestine, I'm sure they're reading the same book to their kids if they want to get stoned immediately.
Said Errol. Don't worry. The park will cheer you up.
Thomas the Teddy wasn't so sure.
Oh, no. Even the swing isn't working.
What's wrong, Thomas? Talk to me.
If I tell you, said Thomas.
You might not be my friend anymore. Thomas is a...
I will always be your friend, Thomas.
Thomas the Teddy took a deep breath.
I need to be myself, Errol.
In my heart, I've always known that I'm a girl Teddy, not a boy Teddy.
I wish my name was Tilly, not Thomas.
Is that why you've been so sad? Errol asked.
I don't care if you're a girl Teddy or a boy Teddy. What matters is that you are my friend.
You're the best friend a bear could have, said Tilly.
Now that you're feeling better, said Errol.
Let's call our friend Ava.
Hi, Ava. Teddy and I are at the park. You want to come and play?
Sure, Errol.
All right, so Ava is Science Whiz tech girl because they're trying to make you believe that all women are supposed to have thriving careers in some type of engineering or tech, which isn't true. Not that women can't do it. Women don't like to do it at scale. So, there's a whole set of Scandinavian studies that prove that fact. Okay. Jordan Peterson's got lectures on it. But apparently I'm learning from Michael Knowles trying to teach that woman on the whatever podcast, she didn't understand the IQ chart and she was looking at it because she's a person of low IQ. But apparently the tables don't help because progressives don't understand and know how to read a table or the X and Y axis and figure out what the visualization is actually saying. But what this is saying is it's sad. It's sad that little trans bear doesn't want to be Teddy, wants to be Tilly. I don't know. Can you get in trouble for misgendering a fictional bear? Probably. And, you know, Twitter's kind of being a little weird about this. But what I hate about it is the lying to the kids, because it's not how you feel about this. Your feelings aren't going to change reality. And they're lying. The institutions of power are lying about why people who go down this road, talking about the alphabet mafia, specifically talking about transgender individuals, pre-op, post-op, pan-op, whatever, why they have mental health issues. And it's because they're still longing for something. It's not acceptance rate. Every company in the United States accepts you. No, Everyone bows down, kisses your ring, wears your stupid little paraphernalia and hangs it in their office. CEOs are terrified of you. They're doing everything you say. So you can't say it's not that you're accepted. There's parades for you and all kinds of everything is big and gay right now. So it's not that. It's that it goes against the natural world. It goes against what things are. This is a glass. If it tried to be a plastic cup, it wouldn't feel right because it's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are so many things wrong with this. You know, first of all, if they used these storybooks to be completely honest with children about what the path of changing your gender or trying to change your gender actually looked like, this children's story would turn into a horror story.
Oh, yeah.
This teddy bear, you want to know like what kind of trauma they're experiencing in their life to make them not want to be the gender that they were born as. Then you go through all of the confusion about what completely changing their name and their pronouns feels like. Then you have to look at all of the online chat groups that this bear is probably going to join, where people talk about fetishes and talk about really deviant, disgusting behaviors. And then let's talk about putting them on puberty blockers and hormones and what that does to their body. And then down the road, when Teddy has irreversible surgery done to their reproductive anatomy. How about let's put the honest truth about this stuff in a children's book if we're really interested in the best outcomes for them, and then see what happens. These people are disgusting and depraved.
I agree. And I think, who is this guy? I have his name here somewhere. I think Walter Hudson, who's been on fire, absolute fire. Look at him on Twitter, on YouTube, wherever. But I think he ties this topic up in a nice little bow. Let's listen.
The reason you don't go play in the street is because of this thing called physics. The reason you don't jump off the top of the house is because of this thing called gravity. These are immutable, irrefutable properties of existence that do not change. And if you try to live your life in such a way as to ignore them, do it long enough and hard enough, you are going to die. That's the level of importance to abiding by what is real. And the parental mission is to bring your kid up in such a way that the decisions that they're going to make are going to promote their health, welfare, and happiness. That is why South Dakota is passing a law to make these abhorrent practices illegal. That is why our neighbors to the south in Iowa have done the same, because they love their children, because they don't want to see harm come to them. The reason
I love that this video is called Reality versus Gender Affirming Care, which is what they call it, gender affirming. It's not. It's reality dictates your gender. I was born a dude. Mm-hmm. I was born a black dude. I can't be a white dude. I can't be a woman. I can't be an Asian swimmer. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this dude, but his little like speeches are nothing but the truth. I mean, he could get away with it because he's in South Dakota. I don't think he's being super bold, because he's on brand for South Dakota. But this guy, he needs a podcast or a platform or something because he is mm-hmm. he's bringing the heat every time I see him on the internet.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and I think what makes this even more disgusting and depraved is, did you see the tweet from Michael Schellenberger about the WPATH files?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So if you're not familiar with what the WPATH is, it is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And probably the most well-known, what people would know them from these are the doctors that have advised Jazz Jennings on his medical care throughout his life. And also Dr. Marcy Bowers was on the What is a Woman documentary that Matt Walsh did. So these are the people that pretty much guide a lot, if not all, of the protocols and trainings and treatments and recommendations on how to treat children who present with any kind of gender dysphoria. So basically what Michael Schellenberger just did is dropped all of these files of internal conversations and proof of the people that run this organization admitting that what they are doing is unethical. What they are doing does not have, scientific backing. Leading kids that are, 12 and 13 years old down this path. They are admitting that there's no possible way at this age for them to make an informed decision. There are also documentations of there's one specifically that people were talking about of the 16-year-old girl who was on hormones for about a year or testosterone for about a year, and she developed large tumors in her liver. And instead of stopping her treatment, they continued to move forward and convince this girl to get a double mastectomy. So pretty much to continue her treatment for gender dysphoria without stopping it because of these tumors and without disclosing to anybody else that this could be a potential side effect. So,
which is medical malpractice. They are doing harm intentionally, cutting off perfectly good body parts. They're cutting out sections of arms and stuff. It's freaking sick. Like, we're doing some biblically sick stuff like they did in the Old Testament. And mm-hmm. if there's 1,000 years left, they're going to look back at us and be like, what were they doing? We're weird. We're like, 1-2% of the world's population? They're going to be like, what the flip are these crazies doing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I mean, so then when you see somebody, these people having this reading day where they're reading a story about a teddy bear who thinks that it's a girl, this is where this stuff is influenced from. People cite the WPATH organization as justification to continue to teach children this stuff. So when they drop these files with the people of this organization admitting to withholding side effects, to lying about this stuff being, reversible or to admitting to preying on people who have trauma, and admitting that, people with autism are more vulnerable, all the things that we have said that this stuff is, how predatory it is and how much science there is not to back this stuff.
Oh, it's,
and
there's feelings. Continuing it's not to science. Push it.
Huh?
It's feelings. It's feelings. It's not science.
Exactly. And they know this stuff and the history of the WPATH organization, those people, it's not like this science doesn't have, it's not like that these procedures don't have evidence to prove that these things don't have good outcomes. Like these surgeries that they call gender reassignment surgeries have a history of bad outcomes and long-term consequences. Like, I don't think anybody's had a particularly healthy life that has ever had one of these surgeries. It's just so evil and so disgusting. And when they continue to try and teach kids these things, even after we know that it's all completely bogus, it just shows how evil it is.
There's no excuse for it in 2024 not to know. Jordan Peterson's done extensive work. I think Dr. Grisham, who you mentioned, she was on the show. Great interview. We should have her back. She's done a lot of work. Abigail Schreier's book, Irreversible Damage. That's exactly right. We are doing irreversible damage that is destroying young people. That's what's wrong with their mental health. That's what's wrong with their self-confidence. Being awkward, unsure, whatever, as a middle schooler, as a teenager, is normal. You grow out of it. You are developing. It's a weird time. All kinds of weirdness is going on. That is not the time to be like, yeah, I need to, you're not getting tattoos. You're not supposed to be drinking alcohol, but you're not doing any of these other more permanent things. That is not the time to be physically altering your body. And all this chemical changes happening naturally, that's not the time to induce forced and fraudulent chemical change. It's insane. And it kills you.
Yep.
Not the surgery, but for women, excess testosterone kills you. For men, excess estrogen kills us. It deteriorates our health because we're not designed for that. It's a toxin to us. Our body creates a little bit naturally. Otherwise, you're poisoning yourself because you've allowed social media to make you dumb.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, we just, the more, it just, it's wild because the more information that does come out continues to prove how devastating this stuff is, yet we still have people that are pushing it out there. I don't know if you saw that story about that family that have four children that are all transgender, by the way.
Wow. What are the odds? Pretty high. I know. This day and age.
What are the odds? So it's just disgusting. So.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of social media making you dumb, some children have lost their minds. Post-millennial reporting, children threaten suicide, assassinations to Congress over bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. Did you want to intro this one?
I was honestly just scrolling through X when I saw everybody started talking about this bill that had been introduced. I don't know exactly what the whole thing entails. I know there have been talks for a long time about potentially banning TikTok in the U.S. because it is owned and run by China. And, you know, I know that there are probably a lot of different reasons to keep this app out of our country. But for me personally, you know, just when I see what it is doing to people's brains and how much destruction it is causing in people's lives and the things that it is influencing people to do. And the fact that the stuff that they push through TikTok here is not pushed in China.
Yeah, it's banned.
I was listening to an interview between Glenn Beck and Peter Schweitzer, who just wrote a book called Blood Money. And I want to read it. But he was talking about how, you know, all of the gender stuff that is pushed through TikTok is illegal in China. And even in China, they're not even allowed to have like effeminate male characters on TV in their cartoons or anything like that, because they know that it is going to feminize their men and weaken their country. There's a reason
to have super butch chicks that are like, oh, I can do anything that Chinese man does. Hoo ha ha. Probably
not. Who knows? Probably not.
They don't have whatever her name is, Super Jane. Here, I'll read a little snippet of it because especially the vote part was interesting to me. There might be something else going on, maybe a hostile takeover, because it's so bipartisan, it's suspicious. But post-millennial reporting, I'm not going to scroll just because the screen looks better for you if you're watching on Rumble. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks, but also shame on you. Go over to Rumble. Post-millennial reporting, in response to a bipartisan bill introduced in the House of Representatives Tuesday that would give TikTok's parent company ByteDance an ultimatum, potentially resulting in apps banned from the United States. So their executives are speaking out is what they say. And if I can zoom in on this, there you go. You can see this is the message that I would say young people, I haven't been on TikTok for like the last 2 days. But the message that they're putting out is saying, stop a TikTok shutdown. Congress is planning a total ban of TikTok. Speak up now or you will die. It says something else, but that's the gist of it. The article goes on. The bill introduced by Representative Mike Gallagher and Democratic counterpart Raja Krishnamurti, maybe, would force ByteDance to divest from TikTok or face having the social media platform restricted and from being accessed to the United States. The committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee, voted on the legislation 50-0. The entire committee unanimously voted to ban it. But really, this could be, if they're not going to ban it, if ByteDance is going to respond to the ultimatum, what this actually means is an increase in revenue and jobs for Americans, because all they're saying is they're not saying you have to stop being a Chinese Communist Party entity, ByteDance. They're like, no, we know that you are. You're a Chinese company, which means that you're a dirtbag and everything that you do is in the interest of the CCP and they're all up in your records and your customer data. Like, we get it. That's how y'all roll over there because communism. But they're saying if they divest, then they essentially have to set up an American home base, not just an office like they have in LA, but an actual like LLC, an actual independent company that can still be under the umbrella of TikTok ByteDance. This is totally normal. All government contractors that are foreign-based, like I used to work for Accenture. Accenture is a European-based company, but to get and compete for United States government contracts, they had to set up an American home base. That's all you have to do. Tons of companies do this, which is, it gives us regulatory authority over it. It gives us more of a financial interest. I don't think... If Congress gets this, I don't think it changes anything about the algorithm. I think it means ByteDance has to spend $20, $30 million setting up an S-Corp or an LLC in the United States. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, probably not going to do as much as we would like, but the response to it is definitely interesting. I mean, I posted a tweet where somebody was saying that the GOP office, you know, they were getting all of these phone calls from teenagers and old people saying that they, you know, you can't ban TikTok. I spend all day on TikTok. I need it. You can't take it away. And I'm like, you know, when I see when one of my kids is having a hard time with something and they're reacting and they're throwing a tantrum, and, you know, to me, that is like the greatest indicator that they need that thing taken away. Yeah. You know, the reaction to it. But in this article, it also says that TikTok claimed that if lawmakers went ahead and banned the app, the situation would damage millions of businesses, destroy the livelihoods of countless creators across the country, and deny artists an audience. You know how many social media apps we have? I mean, we don't need TikTok, but honestly, all of these people that just want to be TikTok creators and influencers right now, like, go get a real job.
They're like, oh, you're on social media. We have jobs.
Yeah.
It takes us a lot of work. It cost us a lot to do this. I lose money. My show's been around since 2020. I've made a profit one of those years. I lose money every other year. So don't even start with me, which is a great reason to go to the shop and buy merchandise or become a member on Locals. This is my favorite part. Being a Christian and a conservative content creator, this part made me laugh out loud when I read it. Thank you for sending this to me. I missed the story. It says the legislation will trample the First Amendment rights of 170 million Americans, deprive small businesses, what Samantha just read. You guys, every day, shadow ban, block, or what's the other, like, just cancel Christians mm-hmm. and conservatives and anyone who believes differently than you on all social media platforms. And what do you say to us every time? The First Amendment doesn't apply because it's a private company. But here you are with your stupid little violin crying and whining. And what do you bring to your rescue? The United States Constitution. Oh, that's cute. No, you can miss me with that noise. Don't even. Okay.
Exactly. If
you're going to try and hit me with that, the First Amendment offers five protections. What are the other four? If you're going to hit me with, my speech rights. Oh, give me a break. This made me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I completely understand.
It's I don't want to bake your big gay cake. First Amendment? First Amendment?
Yeah. I posted just a screenshot of a tweet on my Facebook page today about how during Biden's State of the Union address tonight, there were going to need to be intermissions. And I got a message from somebody from USA Today saying that they were an independent fact checker and they wanted to know if I could prove that this was true. And I ignored it. And then they covered up the thing and, you know, with the fact check censorship blur, basically saying this is not true, we're hiding it from you. And I'm just like, guys, yet we have all of these people out there reading storybooks about teddy bears that can change their gender. Like, let's prioritize here the things that, you know, if we're going to talk about the First Amendment. So it just, I know they become a really big fan of free speech when theirs is put on the line.
Yep.
And it doesn't even apply here because nobody is trying to keep people from speaking. It has nothing to do with what people can and cannot say. Like, it has absolutely nothing to do with that at all.
Gilbert Perez is so true. I've been in Facebook jail for a year already. Absolutely. Just because of that. Trump 2024, Facebook jail. Mary from Mount Jewett, PA. Thanks for watching the show tonight. I've not heard of Mount Jewett. I hope I'm saying that right. It sounds a little pejorative. Jewett. Jewett? I like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is not as crappy as a lot of people think. Because, like, Philly, total dumpster fire. But I've not been to Pittsburgh, but there are some really nice places. There's lots of agriculture. When I was in my funeral honors team, early Army days, part of our AO was Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, but it went all the way up to Maryland, or it went all the way up to Pennsylvania. And when I was in college, my roommate died, and his funeral was up near Allentown.
Okay, well, that sounds like a story. Sorry about your roommate.
Yeah, it was an experience, but you live, you learn, and move on. Great dude. He is. I don't know if you can see it, but this photo right here is that roommate, Mark Gensch, who died on February 17th, 2008. And this is his, this is the leaflet from his funeral. And this is his sock, which I inadvertently stole. I didn't steal it. He left it in my laundry. And I asked I kept saying, oh, I'll give it to him next time I see him. I'll give it to him next time I see him. I see Mark all the time. We're roommates. And then he died. And when we delivered his goods to his parents, I asked his mom and dad if I could keep it. And they said, we would be happy for you to keep it. Because it's just a reminder, like, no, do it now. Just say the thing, do the thing now. Because for weeks, I was like, I'll give Mark a sock whenever. Anyway.
Yeah. Interesting story about the sock.
Thank you, Mary from Jewett, PA.
Yes.
well, it's 9:35. Those are all the stories we were going to go through. The other stories are pretty good. Kathy Hochul's National Guard troop takeover. Apparently, there's a retired lieutenant colonel who's been, like, sexting national security secrets to some chick in Ukraine over a foreign dating app. So where I'm definitely talking about that on the after show. So stupid. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw this. This is a topic for after show, but it's worth just bringing it up here. Daily Mail reporting today, the Biden administration has been flying illegals into the country to make it appear as if there are less border crossings, to the tune of some 320,000 illegals have been flown here, which is, I was speechless reading this. Like, I can't even. So
I am speechless right now. But when Karine Jean-Pierre gets up at the podium and says that this president has taken unprecedented action at the border, she's not kidding. And I keep saying that. It's like, guys, she's not lying. She's not lying. I mean, there are things happening that we have never seen before. And it just blows my mind. I mean, we see all this stuff happening in New York and Chicago and, you know, all of these. I'm sure there's a lot of things happening that we're not seeing, you know, with this influx of illegal immigrants. And I was listening to another report today. The vast majority of them are from like China. Like, we're not even getting people from Mexico. We're not getting people from South America. We're getting people from, you know, areas of the world that really do want to see our country taken down. And with the fact that it is 2024, it is election year, you know, just make sure you have enough toilet paper.
that's a good word. I should stock up on toilet paper. So I'm stocked up on bourbon and guns and gold. And I haven't checked my gas stock in a while. Not stock, not like a future stock, my physical stock of gasoline. My wood pile, I've been a little lazy on that.
Well, I'm sure that the State of the Union address that Biden will be blaming Republicans for not addressing the border, all while he is secretly flying people into the interior of the country, paid for by our tax dollars. So, love that for us.
Exactly. Well, that's all we got for you all. There are over 50 people watching right now, which is a lot for the end of the show. So thank you all. While you're here, smash the like button. Just one final little punch in the face of big tech. But definitely make sure that you're subscribed. If you're a podcast listener, if you're YouTube Rumble, you're here on whichever channel. If you've only found the Joe Mobley Show, you have to go and subscribe to Outspoken Samantha, whatever platform you're using. It's so hard with X. I feel like Twitter is trans now. Twitter or X. I think you're on Getter, Facebook, all the places, and obviously YouTube. So subscribe, comment. I've got a running list of questions that audience members ask, so maybe one day we will answer those questions. Some of them are stupid. Don't know why. It's always black people are always asking me why I married a white woman. I don't know what the point of that question is. Or the question is always, is your wife white? Yeah. Shit, there used to be a picture of her in here. But, you know, whatever. I digress. If you want to get into any of those topics that I mentioned, then you got to watch the members only. The link is in the chat right now. It's free to join. So, yeah. And we won't get kicked off. You got anything?
No, just be sure and go and subscribe over at Rumble and YouTube, Outspoken Samantha. I try and post at least a couple times a week and just talk about all the things that are causing dumpster fires in the society we live in today. So it's a good time.
Perfect. Well, guys, that's all we got. We will see you next week.